We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting 8 lines from the top by the 2 dots. It said in the Mishnah, "Va'nirtza nikna beritziah." Another Kenyan called Ritzia that Eved Ivri is for 6 years. After 6 years, he says he wants to stay. The halach is that you drill a hole in his ear, and that's a Kenyan now Tol Yovel. With that alone, how do we know? So the Gemara, the Chassid says the first pasuk, "V'rotza adoynov es oznoi b'matzeya v'avadoi la'olam." He's avadoi la'olam. The first pasuk that the making a hole in his ear is a Kenyan la'olam. The kainis asa v'yovel misadon. He's anirta is kain himself, but yovel misadon. How do we know? The Chassid says the pasuk, "V'avadoi v'loyes abem loyes abas." V'avadoi means you serve you serve this master, but not the son of the master or the bas. There's no din of even a ben. There's no din Yerusha v'chlal, no din to the ben. He does not work the ben. If his master dies before Yovel, he goes out free. La'olam, la'olam is Yovel. La'olam means la'olam is Yovel. Like we learned before from the pasuk with Shaftim Ish al-Chuzasai, that la'olam does not mean forever. It means until Yovel, and that's the makar for the Yitzia of Yovel. Tanu Rabbanan, talk a little bit what type of drill you use to make a hole in his ear. Tanu Rabbanan, Marzeya. What's a martzeya? Martzeya is something called the awl. A-W-L. It looks like a screwdriver, but just doesn't have, like at the end, like a Phillip, just it's a point at the end. That's what it looks like. So you have an awl. Ainli ala martzeya, minayla rabbi sasul. How do you know you can marba? Now, an awl is made out of metal. An awl made out of metal, which can have a wooden handle, but it's made out of metal. Minayla rabbi sasul, which is like a wooden peg. Vasira, which is a thorn. Vamachat is a metal needle. Vamakdeach is also metal, but looks like a corkscrew. V'hamichtav, and this could be a piece of metal they use to carve out letters on a board. It's called a stylus in English. Tamaloyma v'lekachto. It says a ribui v'lekachto. L'rabbe is called dova shnika payad. The Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Anything that can be taken by hand to make a hole is good for the halacha of nirtzav, making a hole in the eved's ear, that's sufficient. It says, v'kachta is marba, anything. Rebbe Yemer, no, it can't be anything you want. And Rebbe is basically arguing on sul, which is a wooden peg, and sira, which is a thorn. Rebbe Yemer, ma marzeya miyuchat shal mataches, has to be metal. Af kol shal mataches, has to be metal. Dovacha, some take that word dovacha, this is tam another drasha. It says, v'kachta es hamartzeya, hamartzeya, why do I say hamartzeya, extra hay? Lahavi hamartzeya agolik, use a big awl, a huge awl, an industrial size awl you can use, but as long as it's hamartzeya, that's fine. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Yudim Beribi, Hoyadirish, this is another halacha, I'm going to get back to this machlaikis, if it's matches or not, I'm going to come back to that. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Yudim Beribi, Eliezer, Yudim Beribi means Beribi is lashon of godless, he was a big godl. Hoyadirish, Kishain Reitzim, when you do this hole, where do you make the hole? Which part of the ear? Ein reitzim el v'milsa. You make the hole in the bottom of the ear, the place where women wear earrings. That's where you make the hole. The Chomayim says no, nothing doing. Ein eved ivri kayin nirtza. We know ein eved ivri kayin nirtza. Why? But it's not about mum because it becomes about mum. V'im time. And we'll see later on. Let him become a mum. What's the big deal? But we'll see that later on in the Gemara. Ein eved ivri nirtza. But it's not about mum. V'im time v'milsa ein reitzim. If you make the hole in the bottom where the earrings go, heich eved ivri kayin yas about mum. It's not a mum. The mum is only if it's a middle of the ear, but the earlobe. Ha'ein nirtza ella begoyva shel oizen, in the height of the ear, which means the little piece of cartilage that sticks out of the middle of the ear, that you can stick into the ear to close the ear, that part's called a schus, I think it's called maybe in Lashon of Rashi in some places. Akaponim, that's where the ritzia is. Not in the lobe where the earring is. That's what people maybe always imagine where it is. But it's not there. It's in the middle of the oizen where it makes the kayin abamum. Now I want to go back to the machlaikis of which type of tool do you use to make the hole. Maikamifigi. What's machlaikis if you have to have metal or not? Maikamifigi. The Rebbe Darish Kloli Uprati. Now there's two ways that Darish and Psukim. We have a ribui and a miyut. And here, actually, you have a klal prata klal, because you have over here, v'lekachto is a klal, is a general rule. Marzeya is a miyut. V'nasata baznoi is a ribui. So by klal prata klal, the way it works is like this. If you only had klal prat, then ein lonu elamashu prat. What's the pshat? When you have a general rule and then a specific, klal prat tells you only have what's in the prat. So the klal that comes afterwards is marba, but it's not marba everything. It's marba only kein a prat. Mashainkin, we have something called when you hold the way you make drashas are ribuy and miyut, which means like this. If you would have just one ribuy and a miyut, so then you would miyut, everything has to be similar to that. But if it's a ribuy, miyut, a ribuy, you marb everything, you only marb one thing. That's the shalom make drashas. So Micah Mithki, the Rebbe Darsh Klali Aprati, Lakachta Klal is a Klal. Marzea is a specific prat. Ba'ozdoi Vedelas, the Gersh should be Vinasata, Ba'ozdoi Vedelas, Chosel Klal, Klal Prat, a Klal. If you have a general rule, a Prat, then a Klal, you have to don't allocate in a Prat. It has to be similar to the Prat. My Prat before Shal Matchis, of course Shal Matchis, it has to be metal. It could be any type of tool, but it has to be metal. How do you know it could be any type of tool? Because you have a Rebu, your Klal. But the Klal only says it has to be Doimit to the Prat, which is Matchis. Rabbi Yosi Darshi, he doesn't darsh with the klal prat, the klal rule. He darsh with the riba miyat rule. Daros riba yamiyutu. Lekachta is a riba. Marzea is a miyat. Then it's a sata ba'oz de vadela. It's chos of a riba. Riba miyat. Riba miyat. Riba means riba akol. You barber everything. My rabbi, rabbi kol mili. You have to mayat one thing. My miyat, miyat sam. You can't use sam, which is like a poison or some kind of liquid, or like the example today, where maybe if you could do it with a laser, that would not be good. It has to be actually a tool, but it does not have to be metal. Well, Mayit Sam, it can't be any type of medicine or potion or poison to make the hole, or chemical to make the hole. Amamar, we learned Hamartzeya, the extra hay, Lahavi Martzeya Godol. You could use a big oil, a big oil, my mashma. How do you see even the extra word hay? That means a big Martzeya. So the Mark Dama Rava Hayerech Hayimanis. Talking about there of Gira Nasha, you want to know which one, which foot is it, the right foot or left foot. So extra hay, you learn Hayerech Hachashuva Shivirechas. So here also Achanami Hamartzeya Miyuchet Shivirechim, the most chashuva oil, and therefore you see it's Marba the big oil. Omar Lazo Yudim Berabi, how you doyer is Kshen Reitzim Reitzim Al Milsa. You use the bottom. You use the bottom of the ear to make a hole in it. He says it can't be that's the place because it says that a kohen can't do nirtza. Why not? Because it's called Balmum. You don't come Balmum there. Break the Gemara. What's the challenge halacha? Every kohen can't become a nirtza. Why not? Because of mum? Okay. Let him become a mum. But yas the Balmum. Who cares? The pasuk says regarding Eved Ivri, he goes up to Yehovah. You know what the pasuk says? V'shov el mishpachtei. He goes back to his family. L'muchzik's mishpachtei. Whatever his muchzik was, if he's a kohen, he has to be able to go back to the family. If he became a mum, he can't go back to being a kohen. So we see from there a kohen can't be a kohen can't be a mum, and therefore Eved Ivri that's a kohen, he only go for 6 years. He can't be a nirtza. Zok to Gemara Vayta Hashayla. You know a special heter by a Moicha Bezdin at least that you could give, if you want on the Yama, it's only by Moicha Bezdin, all the Mandiyama also everywhere. You could give a Shivcha Kananis to marry Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, remember, is a regular, full fledged Orthodox Jew. And he's not allowed to marry a guy. Special there is a Kosov, that you give him a Shivcha Kananis. So Gemara declares, maybe this din is only by a Yisrael Eved Ivri. But Kohen Eved Ivri is always, we put him on a higher level. So maybe there's no heter by him. The whole thing is a chiddush because Yisrael is also too. Also, so what's the difference of Kohen or Yisrael? There's an issue in the title of Yir Kaddish like Kaddish by Yisrael, exact lashon. Back upon him it says the Loyer Kaddish by Bnei Yisrael, which is lashon, which is according to the Targum, which means you're not allowed to marry a shivcha. So just like that, we made a heta for Yisrael, so a heta for Kohen. I do more shani kahanim over riva kohen mitzvah because of mitzvahs eseris. Maybe this is different because they always have more mitzvahs down higher level. Maybe they didn't get this heter of shivcha kananis. So mechlekes Rav am mutter, Shmuel am also. Rav says a mutter, everybody's mutter. Shmuel says that every is also shivcha kananis. Omulei Rav Nachman l'Rav Anon. Rav Nachman told Rav Anon ki avisu bei mar Shmuel. When you were by Shmuel, listening to him to Paskin Aser, and you kept quiet, you were obviously distracted. Which basically means you were playing like with Paskin. It's like Kilo, you were playing with Paspasim, which is like, you know, marbles or checkers. You were playing, you weren't listening good. Because if Shmuel said Aser, you should have jumped on him. My time was same relay mahal. One, you bring a raya that there is such a thing as Eved Ivri, there is such a thing as the Eved Ivri that could marry a Shiva Kananis. Why? Because if the Lachu is that can't marry a Shiva Kananis, we know that in order to be a Nirtza, you have to have a Hafti as a Doini of Ishti, and that's Ma'akiv. So if you couldn't marry a Shiva Kananis, how is it possible? How is it possible to be a nirtza? And we see that Chum hold that the only reason you can't be a Neretz is only on Tzibah Mum. Typically, we don't have to say Adonai Yishev Esbonai. V'leka, Suloi Midi, it's clear that you could marry a Shifcha, because Be'etzem we would say there'd be a Shaykh to have a Neretz, and I'd say half is Ishti. The only reason not is only Tzibah Mum. So therefore, Shmuel couldn't be true that says Aser, it couldn't be true because of this Chacham Maimrim, it's clear that she is Mutter of a Shifcha Kananis. Not Chashayal in the Gemara now. Once you mention Kayu, you mention your fast Tayu. No, in the beginning of Parashat Ksetze, there's a halacha that if you go out to war and you see a Isha, a Goy, she could even be Eish Zish, you're allowed to marry her. And we'll see, it's Machlekes Rishonim if you have to make her into Gyeris right away, or the first Bia is Mutter, as Loidim Retari Kenegir Tahara, and the second Bia would be only after the whole process of Gyeris and sitting crying over her parents for 30 days. We'll see, that's Machlekes Rashi Taitz. But let's see the Gemara first. The Bar Luhu. Koyin Mai Bifast Taya. What about a Koyin who went out to war? Is he Mutter Bifast Taya? Chiddushu. The whole thing is a Chiddush because even for Yisrael to marry Bifast Taya is a Chiddush. So Loish Lo Koyin, Loish Lo Yisrael. What's the difference? Oydilma Shani Kahin, and Mahalva Yerubim, and Sisera, since it has extra mitzvahs than a higher level, maybe there's no Heta Bifast Taya for a Koyin. So it's like it's Rav Shmuel. So Rav Mutter Shmuel Ma'asa. So Gemara explains like this. The Bir is Shayna the Kulam Le'plik the Shari. Everyone agrees the first Bir is Mutter by both. The Loy Tibra Tara Le'Kanagir Yitzahara. The whole thing is an Isser. And like different Torah connected Yitzhahara, that because they didn't want them to do it be'isser. Therefore, we made it mutter. So no difference in Kayin and Yisrael. Ki pligi bia shniya, and the second bia. Rav am mutter, v'shmuel am aser. The Gemara explains. Rav am mutter, hava ishtri ishtri. Once it's mutter, v'shmuel am aser. The hava le giyaris. The giyaris, the Kayin le chaziyah. By the second bia, for sure she's a giyaris. A giyaris let her marry Yisrael. So the second bia is not a chiddush. If it's not a chiddush, mehech teis be mutter Kayin. Masha enkein. Masha Enkein to a Kayin, the Kayin is also in Gyeris. Why is the Kayin also in Gyeris? Because she's considered a Vade Zaino, and therefore she's also in a Kayin. That's one shot in Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. It's talking about the Bia Shnia Dafka. Ikadan, Bia Shnia Kulan, Bia de Asira. Everyone holds that the second Bia is Osir. It's not a Shaila. The Havle Gyeris is Shos to the Kayin. Keep Liga Bia Shaina. Rav Amutta, the Lay Debatar, and therefore what's the reason for the Kayin in Israel? Meshmul Amar Osir. Why? Kalheka the Queen of Bevesa Tech Besecha. It says that you can bring it to your house and marry her eventually. Then Queen of Bevisa Veshivya. Kol Eichad like Queen of Bevisa Veshivya. Like Queen of Bevisa Veshivya. Like Zeres Akasav. Be'etzah Al Tietzah Haras Vimutta to the Kohen. But because it says Veshivya Veshivya, so therefore we only have a heter of Leidivu Tarek Veshivya if it's possible to come to Veshivya Veshivya. Since by a Kohen she'll be a Gyeris. It should be us to the Kohen, no Veshivya Veshivya. Therefore be a Miet, and that's a Shmuel Hol of Aser. Now, you should speak out one thing. It says that Be'a Shtiya Kulam Pliga to Aser. Ayla Gavi Shivcha. We came out that it's mutter to a kohen. We slogged up small, right? It's mutter to a kohen, even though what's in the bia shnia. Well, what's pshat there? What's the difference? So the Torah says pasha. It's like this: that bia shnia, bia shnia, there's no difference by shivcha. And once it's mutter, so it's mutter across the board. We find that it's mutter. It's a chiddush. It's the same chiddush by Yisrael and by a kohen. All same chiddush. But here, the first bia is equally aser to Yisrael and a kohen. Taisa shitasai. It's equally aser. So the first bia there, you could say there's a chiluk between. Yisrael and a Kayin, there's a Shiloh, their first Bia is the same thing, they're equal. So there you can say that there's a Chiddush, that it's Mutter. That Chiddush is Mutter by Yisrael, it's Mutter by Kayin. But the second Bia Shnia, there, Lekuli Alma, it's Aser because there's no Chiddush by Yisrael there, that's Mutter. Because there it's a Gyaris. So Mehecha Tesh is Mutter by Kayin. There's no Tzadash is Mutter by Kayin on the second Bia. That's he learns for the second Lashon. Bia Shnia, Kuli Alma, Pligid Aser, you know why? Because there's no chiddush whatsoever by Yisrael, because the Gyeris is mutter to Yisrael. It's only aser to a kohen. Only the first bia is where the kler is there a heter for a kohen, because the kohen's on a higher level. And Mitzvah tomorrow we'll handle more of Chagas Rashi Taisus when we see Vayta in the past time.